The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, news listeners, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of July, 2021. We have the best technology news that's been going on. Now we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Well, it's Friday, and that means we've got some rumors on the table, and usually when we mean rumors, we mean Apple. Yep, that 6th generation iPad mini might actually be getting the A15 chip, and even a smart connector. That is at least according to reports we're seeing over there at 9 to 5 Mac. Now, this new next generation iPad mini, actually codenamed J3110, is going to feature a lot of upgrades. In particular, that A15 chip, which we all know, at least in rumor form, will be hitting the iPhone 13 later this year. Also, the 6th generation iPad mini, supposedly getting that USB-C port instead. Yep, the current model's Lightning port seems to be going away. And that, of course, will bring it in line with the iPad Pro and the iPad Air. Now, you heard me mention a second ago, smart connector? Yep, that will be apparently the other major upgrade. That, of course, means Apple will plan on releasing some smart connector accessories for the new iPad mini. Remember the days of free Dropbox and you didn't have to worry about your camera stuff uploading because it did it for free? And then all of a sudden they had a limitation on that. Gotta have to pay now. Well, Dropbox apparently backtracking a bit. That's right, Dropbox is making automatic camera uploads available now to all free users. Once again, even though it's not really saying that in the press statement. In fact, they're actually introducing this as a new feature. That's right, starting, well, pretty much as I'm telling you this, that functionality is now available to all basic users. Yes, even for the ones that don't pay to use the service. Now, according to Dropbox, this new feature not really, also has some new acceleration on the back end. Apparently, the changes will actually make uploads faster and a lot more reliable. That, of course, will be for all users. Also, another nice feature on iOS, at least currently, you'll actually now be able to specify which exact folders you want to back up. Android users, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, but we are hearing that functionality will be coming soon. Well, the big news this week has been Netflix getting into gaming. Now we're getting even more details about what their vision is going forward. And by all accounts, it's mobile. Yes, apparently Netflix is saying that it will be primarily focused just on mobile when rolling this new feature out. And they're also looking to expand on interactive projects. Among those interactive projects, Stranger Things games. Now, the upcoming titles will be available at no additional cost as part of your subscription, at least according to the company as of now. And they're also wanting to let us know, particularly investors, I actually think, even though they're viewing gaming as another content category for them, it will definitely keep up its pace on movies and television production as well. Finally. Well, did your Chromebook just die on you? Lots of users out there said, yeah, my Chromebook's been worthless since I got this little update. Well, there's a reason for that. Google screwed up. According to the folks over there at Android Police, Google has pulled that briefly available update for Chrome OS because, well, it broke logins. That's right, you uninstalled it and then you couldn't log back in. The reason for it? A typo. Yeah, what happened, apparently, is a second and, you know, the little and symbol. Well, there was too many of them in the line of code, and that prevented the OS from decrypting login information and basically just locking users completely out of their systems. However, though, that wasn't the only problem. Some people actually started boot loops, you know, where it just keeps restarting, restarting, restarting. Yeah, always fun. Now, Google has pinpointed that problem, and you should already have your fix available. So, cross your fingers when you install it. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is the place where you can support the news show. We need your help so we can keep this show alive. Yes, the operating funds for the news show is near the end, and without your help, the show is simply just going to go away. So if you love the show and you want to support us, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. There you can make a monthly donation, or if it just works better for you to make a one-time donation, simply go to PayPal. paypal.me/British Tech. And I personally thank you so much for your generosity in helping keep the news show on the air. Check out the British Tech Network as well on Facebook at British Tech Network, of course, or follow the network on Twitter at British Tech, and join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.